This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, something that's in the news, and Jamie, you know much more than I know because I was out of town, these leaf peepers. Now, leaf peeping is supposed to be a wonderful, wonderful sport.
Dude, it was bad.
Oh, but it's supposed to be such a good time, just a fun period of the year, you know?
It's supposed to be one of the most wonderful times of the year, but it went so bad. I think you have a news article about it, right?
Oh, no, yeah, okay. I guess so.
Every year they come out here on the weekends to come look at the changing leaves.
And this year, Sergeant Nathan Robinson says Highway 285 is more crowded than he's seen in years.
Last year we had a freeze early on, which kind of tapered down the leaves, but this year it's stuck around a lot longer.
A bigger volume of cars means more traffic backups, and more traffic backups mean more frustration.
It's usually people darting in and out of traffic, so they'll try and pass in no passing zones. They'll speed and tailgate. They'll try and run people off the side of the road just to get ahead of them.
Robinson says it isn't just reckless driving he's responded to either. At least one accident was caused by a driver trying to pass a car that stopped for a view.
And up the tire of an illegally parked car and rolled on its side.
Boy.
He says the sheriff's office is already stretched thin, and having to answer calls like this put them even further behind, especially in that bad traffic.
It can take upwards of 2 hours for one of us to get somewhere.
I didn't realize this was going on, that you just pull over on the side of the road and peep.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
So but here's what happened. I'm gonna find some of these people complaining about. What happened in some of the passes, though, people were parking on both sides of the street. And so she said that they parked like on both sides, which you're only supposed to be on like one side, but they parked on both sides. Because it's kind of a one way, you know, like just go in this way through that pass. And then everybody got stuck. They couldn't move. And they couldn't back up because
no
people
one could
were
come
behind
down
them.
The middle, yeah.
Yeah, so they were stuck.
We've never had this problem before, have
well,
we? I don't remember talking about this.
No, we haven't. And usually, like, leaf peepers are like bird watchers. They're just kind people. Like, leaf peepers yes. are like the kindest people of Colorado.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be such a wonderful little sport.
Yeah. But I think, like what he said, we didn't have a freeze or anything. So, I mean, if you've seen some of the pictures, it is gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. So I think more people than ever are going up. But one person says that they went 4.4 miles, okay? 4.4 miles okay. from the city of Jefferson to Kenosha Pass, 2 hours.
Oh, my.
4.4 miles.
In 2 hours. Oh,
and they
I'd
said people
angry.
Had their dogs out, walking their dogs along the highway.
Yeah, I'd be angry. I'd be angry.
So they're telling you if you're going to go again, if you're going to go anytime this week or this weekend, bring food and make sure your gas tank is full and you're fully charged.
And a lot of these roads, as everybody knows, are these small two-lane roads, right? One direction, one coming the other direction. That's it. Very little shoulder to pull over. I would never pull over for something like that. I mean, you wait till you get to one of those areas, but I guess we have thousands of people doing it and just clogging up the system.
Oh my God. There's this, I follow My Mountain Town, which is a Facebook page. And one of the posters, she lives up on a cliff, like over 285.
Yep.
And she took a video and it's going, I mean, you, You can't even see it end. And she's like, I hope all of you people have food and water.
The traffic's just at a standstill.
It's just at a standstill. She just pans it. It's just crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, because all you want to do is go see some leaves and peep.
It takes you 4 hours to go.
Hey, look, that's exactly why I wait on the leaf peeping to come to me at the DTC. That is my motto.
And they're already starting to change.
Yep. Tomorrow, here on this show, I'll be sitting here in the studio with a t-shirt on that says, Leaf Peepers Suck.
Wow, why?
I'm going to go get me a Leaf Peepers t-shirt.
No, they don't suck. It's just nobody expected this kind of mass. I guess there was a rage incident.
I can see that.
But you got to be smarter, Ned, if you're going up to do the leaf peeping. But you can't just pull on the side of the road.
I know, but we
thousands
all...
Thousands of people.
Understood, but we all think we're smart when we're going. We don't know there's going to be one dumbass.
It only takes one to clog up everything.
Clog up.
Ruin it all.
Sounds like it was more than one, though.
Well,
in some of the passes,
but the amount of traffic where nobody was like jamming it, it was just the amount of volume people were going up there.
Who would have thought?
I know.
Who would have thought something so innocent? Oh, so innocent.
Everything's going to hell, even leaf peeping.
You can't even leaf peep without complaints.
I know whose fault this is.
I love it. You and Carson have talked about leaf peeping. See what you got into?
I know, right?
See what you guys are a part of?
I mean, it is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's a bunch of rotten people.
No, like you go up and you go up and you stay at the Westin or whatever. Over that ridge is like you sit in those hot tubs. Oh my God, it's so pretty.
I don't understand why this year. Well, according to that, because of the freeze last year. But I can't remember ever talking about road rage from pee-pee.
I'll tell you why. Because I think it's something free to do. And right now people are really strapped for money. And it was a free weekend thing to do with your family.
I guess so.
And it feels like a big event.
But it wasn't because you ran out of gas and you had to get a tow truck.
That would suck.
It would suck.
You know, me, Lisa, Frog, head up there to do some leaf peeping and run out of gas, no food, all stuck, have to call a tow truck. Man, I'd be angry.
Right?
Over these leaves.
Yeah, because nobody's going to help you. They're not going to come back, take you down, and get gas and bring you back up.
Absolutely.
They're literally doing road rage reports on TV this morning of the leaf peepers.
I know. What happened? Like, we were all such nice people.
It's ugly. It's turned really ugly.
Bad.
Oh, man, we can't wait for those leaves to fall off those trees fast enough to clear up this situation, because it's going to be bad again this weekend.
Yeah.
It will be because, I mean, we're going to have this warm weather through the rest of this week, record-breaking temperatures, they say, and you're going to have the same situation next weekend.
You know, I wish I knew about that Bustang, because I really always want to take that Bustang, because I think that sounds so nice just to sleep, but somebody said you're not guaranteed, even if you buy a round-trip ticket, you're not guaranteed that they have enough room. Is that true?
They leave you?
Yeah.
So they like oversell it sometimes?
What? I guess so. But I don't know if that's true. It might be the internet.
It might be the internet.
We got to look into that.
Let me not say that until I know for sure, but I don't know.
But here's the deal. Guys, if you're like me and you don't have any desire whatsoever to go leaf peeping, okay? But your wife is dying to go, like mine, okay?
It's just a road trip. It's fun. It's a family. Don't trust me.
Can I finish
it's a family thing. Learn what it is. It's not about you. It's about the family.
You have the perfect out now. Pull up these stories about road rage and people being stuck without food, water, out of gas. You've got the perfect out. Show these to your wife. That way you won't have to go. You can stay back here and watch football.
Do you even understand the simple pleasure of leaf peeping?
They're doing reports about road rage. People are ready to kill each other over these trees. What are you talking about?
Simple pleasure and it's free. I mean, it's a beautiful family event. You know, making memories, BJ. That's what it's all about.
Spadell, it's dangerous up there.
It sounds dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Oh my God.
It was like one incident that they're blowing up here.
Don't go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.